Dan, for this study, researchers used older data from a study that started in the 1980s. What were they looking for?
They examined couples, heterosexual couples, that had been married for at least 15 years. So this study went on for 2 decades, and they checked in with couples every 5 years. And you know, they videotaped couples while they were arguing. So researchers kind of triggered hot-button issues for them, which is fairly easy to do. So current researchers took this data, and what they were looking at is how they argue and how it affects their physical health.
And what did they find?
Well, they had some interesting findings, although not terribly shocking. So what they found is spouses, and especially men, no surprise there, who were very angry while arguing, tended to have more cardiac problems. You know, high blood pressure, high pulse rate, you know, the things that go with anger. And spouses who were not so much calmer, almost passive-aggressive, what they call stonewalling, like tightening up. And we all know that experience, right? So they tended to have muscular problems, problems with their shoulders and neck, even sometimes their gut, how we tense up our bodies when we are literally stonewalling. So you can see it creates tension.
So if you're married for a long time and you have the same arguments all the time, could that take a serious toll on your health then?
Well, I want to be careful here, Mike. And it's not having the same argument over and over. It's the way you argue over and over. So if you have arguments that trigger anger predictably, or the other person kind of turns his or her back on the other person, not physically, but emotionally, those patterns are the ones that create health problems over time. So every marriage, every long-term relationship has hot-button issues. But it's what you do with those hot-button issues. Here's the important thing to know. If you're in the middle of an argument, if you could just check in with your own body, and notice that you're suffering. And once you notice that you're uncomfortable, that you are suffering, that changes everything. And you need care. You don't have to win an argument. It's not going to help. You need care. You can either tell your spouse how uncomfortable you are right now and that you're not able to hear well because you're in such distress, or you can put your hand on your heart, or you can ask your spouse, please, can we talk about this later when we're both more calm?
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.